Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so Green Bay did us a solid by beating Chicago yesterday to set up a Detroit-Chicago game for whatever they're playing for at the end. They might be playing for a wild card spot. They might be playing for the division championship. But either way, we needed Chicago to absorb one loss. Now we need Chicago or Denver to do us a solid. Actually, we need them both to do us a solid. We need Green Bay to lose twice. And so four games to go. Green Bay is at Denver and at Chicago the next 2 weeks. Very losable games. Go Bo Nix and the Broncos. That would help. That game yesterday featured something that I felt like this repeated pattern. Chicago faced 8 third and ones or fourth and ones. They converted the first 6. The ones that they didn't, they had third and one on their final possession and fourth and one on their final possession. And didn't make it on the third and one, and then threw the interception on fourth and one. Green Bay came up with the big stop just in time. So here we go. Lions in much better shape than a week ago as far as the resume for the postseason and this year. What they're not, they lost Brian Branch, and that sucks. And, I mean, a little while ago we thought they were going to get Frank Ragnow back. But, look, I mean, the formula is kind of similar to last year, and that is they're just going to have to outscore everyone. And this time they're going to have to do it with no Brock Wright and no Sam Laporta, their first two tight ends. Why I named Wright first, I don't know, but I did. So are they more equipped to make this run? Probably not, although you can make a case that there are two players specifically that are better than they were a year ago on offense. One is Jahmyr Gibbs. The other is Jameson Williams. And so, you know, it's going to have to be shootout city. Most likely, defense is just going to have to find a way to get enough stops here and there. It felt like we came out of Thursday going, good job, defense. They gave up 30 points. They gave up 30 points. And yet it felt like they did stuff. They did enough to win the game. You know, given the matchup with Dallas and the way Dallas was playing, it felt like the worst possible matchup at that time. Dallas, with all the additions, the interior of their defensive line against the Lions' interior of the offensive line, that struggled a little bit. Dallas with Dak Prescott against a banged-up Detroit secondary and a Detroit pass rush that hadn't done much in a few weeks. And then what happens? Well, Lions actually run the ball a little bit, protect the quarterback a little bit, better than we expected. And they forced two interceptions out of Dak. And now, there is something else that could be a factor here, and I'm intrigued. Keep your eye on Miles Frazier. Could Miles Frazier be in a late-season debut that helps the interior of the offensive line? They seem to be pretty encouraged by what the rookie brought to the table. So, anyway, I said I'd make a bold-ass prediction. I kind of wanted to go twofold, but I'm not sure I'm ready to go there. College basketball over the weekend, Michigan State loses to Duke. Michigan annihilates Rutgers, and I'm like, okay, they play January 30th. Here's the bold-ass prediction. Michigan will be 20-0 when they go to East Lansing. I think there's a chance Michigan State could be 20-1, but their schedule is a little bit tougher than Michigan. Penn State may be good. We don't really know yet. They have Indiana tomorrow. That might be a prove-it game for them. Michigan State also has two ranked teams in USC and Indiana, but they're both at the Breslin Center, and they're at Nebraska, who's 9-0. Michigan has Villanova tomorrow at Chrysler. At Washington could be a challenge, and then they got Penn State and USC at home. It wouldn't be shocking if Michigan is 20-0 and Michigan State is 20-1. But I'll hold the bold-ass prediction. Michigan's 20-0 when they go to East Lansing on January 30th. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Carson Anderson. Anderson's out today. Let's go to John. You're next on 97.1. Hello, John.
Hello.
What's up?
Well, I think you know, and most people really involved with football know, and basketball, college sports in particular, it's getting to be where with the NIL and the transfer portal that they might as well just start having a draft, and all the big schools that got the millions of dollars for NIL money, they just start picking up the best players from the minor leagues, if you want to call it. You know, and I think as long as you got the NIL, the transfer portal, 1 year, I mean, you can just jump from year to year. I don't care what sport it is anymore, even the girls. I mean, volleyball,
but
basketball.
But, John, hold on. You can't force kids to go to schools they don't want to.
I agree, but if you stick the money in front of them, they're going to.
Well,
let's face it. You know, if somebody offers me, say I'm a woman's volleyball player, and somebody offers me $50,000 to jump to another school, I don't care if I really want to go, about $50,000. Yeah, I think I might just do that.
But what if you don't want to?
Sports is getting to be.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's more like pros than it's ever been. Your idea of holding a draft. Now, the one thing about college sports that on the surface is starting to look absurd is they morph into being professionals. Everyone's a free agent every year. Nick Saban walked away in part, he said, because he was sick of recruiting his own roster. A coach doing their due diligence has to sit down with every player on their roster after every season and pretty much negotiate them staying or leaving. And I'm all for embracing change. I don't want to be the old guy that's just bitching about everything without solutions. I think they should look into length of contracts. When you sign an NIL deal, it is binding. You can leave your school, but you have to sit out a year if you break an NIL deal. It is binding, though, for 1, 2, 3, or 4 years. And the player in the school can negotiate that. You could be a 3-star that says, if I go to this school, you will keep me for 4 years if I sign this NIL deal, even if I'm not playing, I'll take it. Or you could be a 4-star that says, I want to be year to year, and the school have to decide, no, we want you for 2 years. But those things would be binding, because free agency after every season, which is essentially what this is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Feels a bit crazy. And the reason, and I also think coaches' contracts should be binding too, by the way. You sign a coach for 6 years, he can't leave and you can't fire him. I think all this stuff should be binding. Why not? But it's not the way it works. But hey, if I ran the game, these are the things I would do to just settle it down, get some stability. Saturdays are still great. That's the crazy thing is, for me, it hasn't infiltrated my Saturdays. Saturdays, from beginning to end, from the first, we're coming to your city all the way through to that late night West Coast game. I love it. And then all the other stuff happens, and it's trying to get you to sour on the game, it feels like. But 248-539-9797. Let's go to Kevin in a truck. You're next. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
My champ is the Detroit Lions for beating Dallas, and I say they're going to go all the way. They're going to win the next four.
Wow. Why are you so chesty they're going to get on a roll and win the next four?
Because I just feel it in my heart. I think they're due. They're well overdue. And I am a true Lions fan. I am not one of these. See, that's what my chump vote is all these Lions fans that say they're Lions fans as soon as they lose a couple of games. Oh, well, that's it. SOL, you know, yada, yada. No, I'm a Lions fan. They're going to win. They're going to come back. Goff is a great quarterback. I don't care what anybody says about he's not mobile. So what? Give him a good offensive line. He's a great quarterback.
Well, I mean, look, every quarterback needs a help with something, and some variables are more important ones than the other. There's a lot of immobile. Well, there's not a lot. There's fewer, I guess, than there ever has been. But right now, the best team in the NFC has Matt Stafford at quarterback, and he's not particularly mobile. And he won a Super Bowl recently.
Well, you know, hey.
Anyway.
We all get lucky.
Yeah.
But anyways, hey, guess what?
What? Check you
did
out.
You hear the horn?
Yeah, I did. Where are you, Larry?
No, this is Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Where are you, Kevin? My apologies.
I just left Marine City. I'm heading kind of northwest. I got to head back to Flint and then up to Midland.
Marine City to Flint to Midland. What are you hauling today?
Right now, I've got nothing. I had automotive parts on coming down, and then I'm going to haul plastic regrind back up to Midland.
Nice. Well, have a great day. Be safe out there, Kevin.
You too. You guys have a great day. Go Lions.
Go Lions. 248-539-9797. Tons of feedback coming in. We'll get to that. We'll get to more of your phone calls. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.